Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is. Good evening to you, and how you be at 7:05 and 45 seconds to go right along with it. Thursday evening, right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there, Peter Hoffman, Ed Arzuman. They're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666 for another 1 hour schmooze right up until New Orleans takes care of Dallas at 8. Right here on your fan, New York City. And right now, we'll take five with number five at 7:06 with Sean Landetta. And it is sponsored by A1 VIP Entertainment. This is the place based in New York City for the best tickets for sports and concerts and Broadway and just about everything you need to get a ticket from. So, no, from A1 VIP Entertainment. Sean, hope you're doing well. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good, Steve. Thank you, sir. I hope yours was also.
And I love it when you call me sir, because then I begin to feel like we're in the military. Now, let me ask you about tonight's game, because I love hearing how, you know, Dallas will make it four in a row if they hand the ball off to Zeke a lot tonight, because that will be moving the chains all night long and keeping Drew Brees and that explosive offense off the field. So I guess we won't see much of Drew Brees and New Orleans tonight on their offensive side of the ball.
Well, Steve, I have a feeling it's not going to work out that way. Certainly Dallas has a terrific running game. We all know that, and that is their game plan. When Drew Brees is not on the field, he can hurt you, but look at the way they played this year. They've been so good. You know, Dallas certainly will be the talk of the league if they can find a way to win this game tonight.
And all of a sudden, I mean, we know from with Dak, and we know from the Salvation Army's favorite football player with his running ability, and they do, and he has all of that. But can we not exclaim, can we not extol the virtues of the two backs that New Orleans has, including Kamara, who's just having, once again, a great season. And, of course, Drew Brees. And what do? Every single week, it's 30 or more points. And when you consider the kind of offense they have, do you think that being in Dallas on the road might alter their game at all?
I don't know that they may score as many points as they normally do at home in the Dome, but I still think they'll put him up. You mentioned Kamara. He's such a great runner. I mean, a lot of people in the league and fans know about him, but tonight they'll really see how great this young man is, and certainly he'll be a big part of their offense, even though we all know Brees throws the ball all over the field. But I expect them to score a lot of points, maybe not as many as they do at home, but they'll put them on the board.
Okay, but I'm getting the impression here, loud and clear, that you do see possibly the Saints on the road tonight winning again.
I do. I don't think it'll be easy. I think Dallas will put up a good fight, but I just think they have too much firepower offensively for the Cowboys to overcome.
Are we going to see, if he does exist, are we going to see Kyle Lauletta at all this season? What's your take on that?
I think we will, Steve. I mean, I hope we don't see him much. The reason I say that, certainly Eli Manning gives them the best chance to win. Now, I know you're not going to the playoffs, but you still want to give your team the best chance to win every Sunday. So hopefully Eli will be out there playing most of the games, but we'll see Lauletta at some point, I believe.
We mentioned a couple of times earlier when we were beginning the program that we had one word for Eli Manning, and that was to duck. And it's not just with Khalil Mack. Whether he goes against Solder on the left side or whether he goes against Wheeler over at right tackle, the advantage is Mack. But there's also this Mr. Hicks, and he too wants to take a bite out of Eli Manning's hide.
You know, he does. I mean, their defense is in the top five in the league. Everybody's very familiar with Khalil Mack and what he can do, but he's not the only one. They have several guys that are big-time playmakers, and this will be the Giants' biggest test. I know we talk about their offensive line, their lack of performance, protection for Eli, but certainly they'll have to be at their best on Sunday.
Yeah, and because of all the takeaways, I mean, they probably are licking their chops. Although, listen, they're professionals. The Chicago Bears are still a young team, the Chicago Bears. They are on the road, these monsters of the Midway. But you would have to say that it may be, and quite possibly will be, a long, long afternoon for Eli Manning. What will the Giants have to do? Well, certainly you want to contain from an offensive point of view. The offensive line has been okay the last two, three games, that's for sure. I mean, it's not the greatest offensive line, but the last 3 weeks, even against the 49ers, even against Tampa Bay and Philadelphia for a half, you know, they were able to protect Eli Manning. But this could be a very, very long afternoon for the Giants.
You know, it could. I think where the Giants have their best chances with their defense, Steve, there's a chance that Trubisky won't play. If they play Jace Daniel, you know, he's a good quarterback. He played well last week against Detroit. Mm-hmm. But I really think defensively the Giants can do some things if Jace Daniel's their starter.
Wow, you're one of the few people that I've heard, at least today, talking about the Giants' defense. Because, I mean, even against Philadelphia, I mean, what they did, and that they just couldn't tackle anyone. They couldn't stop the run. And again, it will be Chase Daniel. I don't think Trubisky is playing in this game. It's going to be Chase Daniel. You're basically thinking that he's going to show up to be not as good as he was on Thanksgiving, but he's going to show up to be the backup quarterback that he's been.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, certainly he has played in this league for a while, but, you know, playing on the road, it'll be a little bit different. I know they were in Detroit last week, but I expect the Giants defense to play better than people think. Remember, they did have Philly down 19-3, then 19-11. It wasn't until late that they lost that game. So even though they didn't win, they did improve a little bit. Let's see if they can give up 20 or less to Chicago.
How do you explain, and you're making me think in the first half where Eli threw for 246 yards, and for the game they only got 19 points after all that offense in the first half, and they were just so invisible in the second half. I think they only had 10 minutes of offense. They could not. It was three and out and three and out, and here's an interception, and here's another three and out. And the bottom line is, how do you explain, with all the offense that the Giants had in the first half against Philadelphia, that Barkley would only have one rushing attempt in the second half, and that came in the very first possession the Giants had in the third quarter? How do you explain that?
Well, it is hard to figure out, especially how well he ran in the first half. Now, I know they didn't have a lot of plays, offensive plays in the second half, but certainly the fact he ran at will against them, you kind of thought maybe you'd see him with the ball in his hands, because obviously Beckham is so dangerous, but he may be even more dangerous. So I know Coach Shermer had to talk about that this week a little bit, but I have a pretty good feeling that Mr. Barkley is going to get a lot of touches on Sunday.
As well he should. And here's another thing. You think maybe they might get the ball or target the Atomic Blonde, as I refer to Odell Beckham Jr. You think they might target him more than five or six times? The Philadelphia secondary, Sean, was composed of a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, and a ticket taker, guys who I think were cut by other teams' practice squads. I mean, guys really seriously run off the street, and you don't throw it to Odell Beckham that much. You don't throw it to Sterling Shepard that much. Now, we know no Ingram, but Ellison, I mean, let's face it, but, hey, I mean, he was playing, and he was open on a couple of occasions, including one two-point conversion they didn't try. How do you explain not getting the ball into a playmaker, a difference maker, like an Odell Beckham, when you have that kind of secondary?
I agree with you. I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, we all know that the Giants were aware of that, but very surprising to hear Odell Beckham after the game come out and say, plain and simply, that We all knew about their defensive back situation, but it wasn't in our game plan to attack it, which, you know, is incredulous. You would think that'd be the first place there would go. So there's no question, I think, this week, if for no other reason than not having that happen again, mm-hmm. you're going to see Barkley and Beckham both be targeted quite often.
Yeah, and they should be. All right, and now the Jets, of course, and Tennessee. What do you expect to see from the Jets, a team that has given up? You expect to see a team that is going to go out there and play with urgency and play with effort and energy and heart and fight. We haven't seen that of late from the New York Jets, but how do you think they're going to come out and play this game with all the heat and the hot seat that Todd Bowles sits on, with all the criticism? They've lost five in a row. They haven't. They don't have a single takeaway in five games. How do you think the Jets are going to come out against a Tennessee team?
I expect them to play pretty well, Steve. I thought last week they stayed very close to one of the best teams in the NFL into the third, fourth quarter. You know, they really played them well. You mentioned the lack of takeaways. It's almost impossible in the NFL or any league for that matter for a team to win week in, week out if you don't take the ball away. You just can't do it. So I'm hoping that drought stops for them this week, because really that's the only way I think they can win. If they don't get a takeaway, I don't know that they have enough on offense to score enough themselves.
Yeah, and Tennessee, listen, they beat Dallas, they beat Philadelphia. Sometimes they're there offensively, sometimes they're not there offensively. We have seen one sack they take after another, and then we see some games with the Titans where they look like world beaters, so you don't know which Tennessee team is going to show up. And maybe if the Jets are lucky, Tennessee is going to take the Jets so lightly, so much that they're looking beyond the Jets, that this might be a closer game than expected.
Well, let's hope it is close. I know Tennessee had a tough loss, and I'm sure they'll be on their toes. You know, they don't want to let a game like this get away. If you're them, you're certainly thinking this is a great opportunity to get another win and try to get in on a little streak here at the end of the season, because they're in a division with the Colts that are red hot. But I expect it to be a pretty well-played game by both teams, you know, especially the Jets not having a takeaway in 5 weeks and their coach being a defensive coach. Hopefully something gives there on Sunday.
And we need to see Sam Darnold, don't you think?
Well, that would be good. I know he's been out a few weeks, and I'd like to think somehow that's helped for him to be able to see what's been going on from the sidelines. You know, hopefully he's healthy in a few weeks out. Let him get back in there, and hopefully he can improve from where he was before.
All right. Sean, a million thanks for the spot once again. We'll do it again next week. And take care of yourself, and we'll talk some football either next Thursday or next Friday. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
You got it. And, of course, the Take 5 with the number 5 with the A1 VIP Entertainment for the best tickets for sports and the concerts, Broadway, and everything that you need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.